As we know, there's some laws that apply to Erev Pesach. One of the laws is that we do not eat matzah on Erev Pesach, in order that we should eat the matzah at the seder b'te'avon, with an appetite. We don't want to spoil it by already eating it on Erev Pesach. So the question is, does this same law apply to maror? If a person wants to have a salad on Erev Pesach with romaine, is it permissible, or do we say, no, you can have it the night of the seder, we want to keep it fresh? Or does this apply also to the egg? Because on the night of the seder, we eat an egg, zecher the korban hagigah. So maybe we'll say that on Erev Pesach, to suit eat eggs, in order to keep that fresh also. La halakha regarding the maror, the Rama brings down the minhag, that there are people that do not eat maror on Erev Pesach. However, the Bet Yosef said that Anachnu lo nuhagim ken, that the minhag of the Sefaradim is not like that. So it is clear from the Bet Yosef that Sefaradim can eat maror, they can have romaine salad on Erev Pesach without a question. Regarding the egg, Hakam of Adya holds that there is no ta'am at all to be machmir on this. Because the egg, at best, is only a minhag to eat on the night of Pesach. It's not a deen, it's not a law. At best, it's a custom. So therefore, he says, even if somebody accepted upon himself not to eat eggs on Erev Pesach, he can go back to eating them, and he doesn't even have to make hatara. He doesn't even have to go in front of three rabbis and absolve the custom that he did, because it's a minhag ta'ut, and therefore the halakha, matzah asur on Erev Pesach, maror mutar Erev Pesach, betzah vaday mutar Erev Pesach, and there would be no room to be machmir. Ashkenazim have a custom not to eat maror on Erev Pesach, as we saw.